Welcome to Reflecting God. Paul always listened for the Spirit before he acted. In Acts 21, he is headed to Jerusalem, but everyone is warning him of the potential danger. Paul, however, was ready to die, if necessary, for his Lord and Savior. Growing up in Atlanta, we lived in a duplex owned by my parents. My grandparents lived on one side, and we lived on the other. Saved at 19, I was the last of three siblings to be converted. A year later, my mom passed away at 49. The younger sister moved to Nashville to attend college. My older brother had health problems. My dad suffered from diabetes and kidney disease, leaving me to drive him for dialysis and my grandmother to the grocery store. Learning to listen to the Spirit, I felt strongly impressed 6 years after high school to attend college. My dad died at 54, merely days before I left for Nashville. My unsaved grandmother accused me of not being a Christian for leaving home. 2 months later, however, she was saved and her attitude changed. There are times when we must heed the words of the Spirit, even when others don't understand. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.